Well, the issue of votes of 16 has been on the debating lines for a very, very long time now, but there's been no action whatsoever on it. In 2012, the Northern Ireland Assembly passed a motion to lower the voting age to 16. It was proposed by Sinn Féin MLA Megan Fearon, and it was backed by the SDLP, the Ulster Unionist Party and Alliance. The DUP and the TUV voted against, but the motion still passed. But since then, there has been little sign of progress in giving 16-year-olds the right to vote. Now, seriously, think about this, Gráinne, right? Once you're 16, you receive a national insurance number. So you're old enough and mature enough to get a job. And you're also allowed to enter into a sexual relationship, and you're even allowed to join an army. So with all that being a major choice that can only be made by a 16-year-old, why have they not been given the right to choose their politicians and add their voices to the process? That's questions that have been asked by many young people to me during my time on the campaign trail as well. So my view, it's an absolute joke. And while I acknowledge the current situation at Stormont, the fact that it's at a critical stage, now in the last year and a half, I've never once heard a single party leader or MLA even mention the prospect of bringing forward legislation to make votes of 16 a reality. I think it's high time, though, that Sinn Féin, along with the SDLP and the other parties who supported it, the motion in 2012, they need to put pressure on the Secretary of State to bring forward the legislation, because I'm well aware that the Assembly voted in favour of votes at 16, but unfortunately the Assembly cannot make it happen because it's solely the responsibility of the Secretary of State for Northern Ireland. I've been in talks with James Brokenshire's office in the last few days to find out any legal sides of any potential legislation and to more so get the bloody ball rolling. Now, as things stand, with no devolved government here in the North, our young people are very well tuned into what is going on at Stormont Castle. And I know from my last campaign for Stormont, I had a lot of young people literally coming up to me and saying, why can they not vote? This is our town as well. And do you politicians not think that we have a right to have a say? Now, this is what young people from, say, the age of 16 and 17 were coming and saying to me, and I was really baffled by it. But now, I was really taken back by it, but I tried to explain the people within the opposing side of the argument have more or less said young people are not mature enough to make a decision at the ballot box, which in my view, Gráinne, is a load of crap. Within the Assembly, the only two parties who oppose votes of 16 are the DUP and TUV. But at the end of the day, it's hardly a surprise because those two parties are very fond of denying people their rights. But I'm glad Sinn Féin and the SDLP and Welsh Unionist Alliance are united behind the idea. I know the young people of my own town, Strabane in particular, and they are not stupid. If anything, we could learn the lessons from them. Those opposed to votes of 16 really need to wise up and get this narrative out of their heads that young people aren't mature enough to vote at 16. You know, if they're allowed to get a job at 16, if they're allowed to, you know, enter a sexual relationship or join the army at the age of 16, then why, for the love of God, are they not allowed to make a simple decision at the ballot box? It completely baffles me that this has not gone through the voting lobbies in Westminster yet. That's why I've been in contact with the Secretary of State's office, you know. So, you know, young people, like, remember in 2014, I think it was, young people got their vote in Scotland at the time of the independence referendum, and a lot of those youths did go to the ballot box, and they were really engaged in the issues of the day ever since. But I'll be honest, I genuinely do believe that if votes at 16 was introduced here, then we will see a big difference, not just in election results, but in daily issues, you know.
Yeah. And how did the talks go with the Secretary of State? Was there any, like, inkling that anything could change, or...?
It was far from brushed off. If anything, you know, I sort of explained that, you know, everything that I've more or less said to yourself, I said to them, look, you know, this has been debated. It's been debated in council chambers, it's been debated in the Assembly, and the National Union of Students have all endorsed votes of 16, and I more or less told the Secretary of State's team that they cannot ignore that. And while it is the case that, which is why I was speaking so much to his team, they more or less said to me that it's solely the responsibility of the Northern Ireland office to introduce legislation. So although the Assembly has voted in favour, it's not up to the Assembly. And I think it's the case as well that the Executive has to submit a formal request for the Secretary of State to bring forward legislation, but unfortunately we haven't even got an Executive.
Yeah.
So what I have been doing now in the last couple of days is I have been corresponding with the Secretary of State's office to more or less get the ball rolling anyway, because, you know, as I say, James Brokenshire has the ultimate say, so he could very well just bring forward that legislation anyway.
Yeah.
But I'm just surprised that the political parties haven't added votes of 16 to the list of demands, of, as it's been called, you know. But,
yeah.
All right, there's more bigger problems at the moment than votes of 16, but votes of 16, you know, it's as much of an equal issue as everything else as well. You know, I mean, I know the parties are, some parties are discussing a rights-based approach and things like that there, but, you know, a vote is also your democratic right, so that still stands as everything else.